DOT Mobile.
Taxi Mobile.
One.
Same old, same old.
Day.
World.
Slept good last night. I think I woke up a whole bunch last night. Just one of them nights, just every little thing woke me up. But maybe I'll just take a big old long nap today at work.
They're gone.
Atlanta police force, I think there's six zones is what they call it. Four of the six walked off the job last night.
The officers was that total?
It's a pretty substantial amount. They only had, at one point, they only had the two zones even working, and they were, you know, I guess it's the mayor was basically just begging outside areas to send people to help.
That whole thing out of control. I figured that they'd walk off the day they arrested that guy without any investigation whatsoever.
You know, the Georgia, it's like GBI, something like that, Bureau of Investigation, something like that. They posted, I think it was late last night, that, you know, they said, we're not even done with our investigation. So they're like a third party, you know, deal. So they're not tied to the police department. They're not tied to the prosecution office. And, you know, they said, we're not even done with our investigation. And they held a press conference yesterday about a lot of that stuff. And they said they weren't even told about it. They didn't even know about it. And they said, you know, they're still going to do their investigation. But that just, yeah, that's exactly it. I'm surprised they didn't walk off when they arrested that dude.
Become so political now that there's no justice for the just. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened. I wasn't there. But that just seemed like they were reacting because there was no process there. I don't know. That's messed up.
Dad, I'm with you. I wasn't there. I don't know enough about it. Plus, who do you believe anymore when you read something on the internet? So, you know, I don't know what went down. Maybe he was wrong. Maybe he was right. But yeah, no, everything they're doing right now is just reactive, so that they don't have their just fear of the consequences from terrorists. AK-4 DOT.
I had a chance to hear the whole stuff. There's a tape that was I wanted to show. Is it actually played the whole incident? But you can hear the video between the suspect and the officers, and it was interesting. It was a 27-minute encounter, I believe it was, and it was rather interesting that you heard it. Now, I couldn't see it, so I really don't know. You know, visually, I couldn't see it, but I heard the whole thing.
I haven't seen it, so I couldn't make a judgment call on it.
Well, problem is, from what I understand, the prosecutor should not have said what he said, because they're going to have a biased jury. It's going to be hard to find a fair jury. It's just, the whole thing is unfortunate, because we really don't need this kind of stuff right now in this country. We've got enough problems to deal with. It's really sad.
True.
This morning, I had a little bit of food this morning. I'm trying to cut back on some of the fluids to try to get this fluid level under control. I'm going to call up the doctor this morning, ask him a few questions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try this other drug without the blood pressure medicine with it and see if my body handles it without a problem, without the blood pressure medicine, and see if it does the same thing over time. If it does, then we'll have to, then I'll still do the other things I'm doing. So we'll try it without the blood pressure medicine and see if it solves at least. I'd rather not have too low blood pressure and fall on the floor. Cut my food in what, like, and I'm eating a quarter of what I did. So that should help.
Hopefully that works out.
Don't know what's going on, but I'm going to have to. I don't think it's what they think it is, but you know what? At the end of the day, I've got to do something about it. At least try it, and if it doesn't work, we can always go back. I'll just do the self-boosting of things I was doing with this medicine rather than the other one and see where everything lands up. Good morning.
Jamayan.
Swapped that last night with tubes and stuff I had left in it. Transmitter I lost. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I think it's the end of the month. I'm trying to get this electric bill issue fixed, and I'm going to see if Duke can give us the LED lights. I don't like LED lights, but you know what? I don't have any vision. So you know what? If they ruin their eyes, it ain't a problem to me. This is I got a bunch of 8-foot, 4-pin fluorescent lights. I think you can convert those over to LED and use the same fixtures. You just got to get rid of the transformers in them, I believe, and put a DC power supply to it.
Yeah.
DC, so you're going to have to convert it over. When I did the math, I was surprised. That shop 44 by 24 has a lot of 4 8-foot bulbs in it. So you start thinking, I said, you know, if you add up all those fluorescents, I did the math, and they probably draw about 7 amps. Because I've never converted those things. Well, I won't be able to climb under. I have to get someone to do it. 8-foot ceiling. If you use the 8-foot fluorescent lights for the LEDs, I'm assuming that they're a lot brighter.
Same question.
Dark spot. How close to work are you guys? Guys. Thanks. Do a little research on LED lights. I think they work a lot better than. I'll ask you to see what I've said. You let me know. I'll see how the conversion is supposed to be done. I think a friend of mine's done it.
Make drop-in replacement bulbs, you know, that are LED. So I don't think you have to convert anything.
What is required to do it? And see what, I'll find out how it works. My friend just did it in his shop in Milford, so I'll find out what he had to do it.
What do you need a light for, Al?
It does stuff, needs lights, and so it's an issue I have to deal with, because even in here, you know, people leave lights on and stuff all the time, and since I can't see, I just got mad and changed the LED lights, and you know what? If you can leave on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't draw nothing. They don't always tell me. I don't always know what they did or didn't do.
Well, I'm gonna jump out of here. Al, you have a good day today. 7-3 is to you, and Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4 POT.
Shortly, KK4 NXC.
And a blind person has to deal with life. Very interesting. Look, I'll see 7-3. It sounds like you're almost there too.
Yeah, I left early.
I'll tell you, I didn't sleep worth a darn last night. Boy, do I hate that.
It's a rough day.
You know, the thing is, there's a lot of stress right now, so I'm going to have to make some decisions. And, you know what's amazing? If I was an illegal immigrant in black and or some other darn thing, I get all the assistance I need, but since I'm American citizen, it's contributed to society all my life. I just can't believe how hard it is to do anything to get things done. Because government stupid regulations. Do you know I was told that by a rehab counselor once?
Well, get straightened out, but there's some things they can't change. I mean, you can throw all the medicine you want to at it, but hopefully that gets you straightened out.
Getting the money to do it. The big issue is, the hard part is to balance work, modifying machines, and doing things that, because nobody wants to give assistance to straighten it out. I don't mind working for it, I don't mind that, but it seems that if I was told one time, I lied to the counselor one time, these rehab programs aren't designed to work. If Iron did their job like I did, they'd be out of a job. Which is a redundant analogy, you know, because the way I look at it is, I look at it the other way. If rehab works and gets black people employed, they do it cheaply, they're going to have more money in the long run to do what they need to do.
It's a job that you were going to be working.
The problem is, I got to get mental okay. Medical okay, I got to get people to help me get there. Says, well, I'm going to work with the guy when I can. We're doing it on a small basis because I still have to do things here because he wants me to use my account, and I got to do certain things here to get things ready for him. Because he can't use his account for it because it'll mess up his book. So I got to do kind of both. He's going to fill in to help me with the things I need. But I'm working on getting things done here. I'm going to do it. It's just a question of, I've got to fix up a few things here. I got the machines out of here in the way. So now I got that done. So it's just going to be, I've got to fix a couple things to clean blocks and take cameras out, clean heads. So when I bring them over, they're clean and prepped. You know, I'm going to work with them. It's just going to take a little time. But you got to understand, he doesn't realize that black people can do anything. See, a lot of people think black people are a bunch of jerks. They can't do anything because he's never seen a black person do anything. But I can understand, especially with the, you know, people saying stuff behind my back doesn't help. But what I'll do is just going to take a little, I got to get it, you know, I'm doing the dancing with the medical issues and all that. We will do it. It's just a question of me getting, it's hard because I got to figure out my own training program. It's hard to do. When you have to, when you work in someone else's shop, you got to figure out how they do things.
Work to do at your shop.
I'm a goal, but the first thing I just proved that, that's because of my brother and his wife putting controls and restrictions on me. The whole thing is caused by my family. If I can work, then I'm going to get lawyers involved to fix it. To get an antenna, some coax cable on this tower, to get this antenna fixed. Work on today.
So I've been off for the past couple of days, took some vacation, did some things around the house.
You don't know what yet?
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
The country's still shut down pretty much, so I don't think you're going to have a real rough day yet.
I might say 7-3s to you. I hope you have a good day, and I hope you get that medication and stuff squared away. You have a good one. Be careful. Be safe. Have a productive day. That's KK4NXC 773 is your way. And all my folks, I'll catch you tomorrow.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota, 71 businesses destroyed, 400 damaged. So I just want to let you know, that's pretty sad. KI4, I'm LA and clear. I just wanted to give you an idea how much damage was done. Clear.